ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 29, Part 11, Verses 66 through 68. Narada Muni answers the inquiry of King Prachinabarhi. O King, all good fortune unto you. The mind is the cause of the living entities attaining a certain type of body in accordance with his or her association with material nature. According to one's mental composition, one can understand what the living entity was in the past life, as well as what kind of body one will have in the future. Thus, it is the mind which indicates past and future bodies. Sometimes in a dream, we see something never experienced or heard of in this life. But all these incidents have been experienced at different times, in different places, and in different conditions. For the mind of the living entity continues to exist in various gross bodies, and according to one's desires for sense gratification, the mind records different thoughts. In the mind, these appear together in different combinations. Therefore, these images sometimes appear as things never seen or never heard of before. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Yashodanandana Gopi Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The mind is the index of information about one's past and future lives. If a man is a devotee of the Lord, that means he cultivated devotional service in the previous life. Similarly, if one's mind is criminal, then he was criminal in his last life. So in the same way, according to the mind, we can understand what will happen in a future life. If a person is in the mode of goodness, then his or her mental activities will promote one to a higher planetary system. And similarly, if one has a low mentality, then one's future life will be most abominable. The lives of the living entity, in both past and future, are indicated by the mental condition. Narada Muni is herein offering the king blessings of all good fortune, so that the king will not desire anything or make plans for sense gratification. The king was engaged in fruitive ritualistic ceremonies because he hoped to get a better life in the future. Narada Muni desired that the king give up all mental concoctions. As explained before, all bodies either in heavenly planets or hellish planets, arise from mental concoctions, and the sufferings and enjoyments of material life are simply on the mental platform. They take place on Manoratha, the chariot of the mind. So unless one becomes a devotee of the Lord or becomes fully Krishna conscious, he or she will certainly hover on the mental platform and be promoted or degraded in different types of bodies. All qualities that are considered good, according to the material estimation, actually have no value because the so-called good qualities will not save a person from the cycle of birth and death. The conclusion is that one should be without mental desire. One should be fully free from material desires, philosophical speculation, and fruitive activity. And so the best course for a human being is to favorably accept the transcendental devotional service of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of human life. Previously, it was explained that in dreams we see that which was experienced during the day. But why is it that in our dreams we sometimes see what we have never heard of or seen at any time during this life? So here it is stated that even though such events may not be experienced in this life, they were experienced in previous lives. According to time and circumstance, they combine so that in dreams we see something wonderful that we have never experienced. For instance, we may see an ocean on the peak of a mountain, or we may see that the ocean has dried up. But these are simply combinations of different experiences in time and space. Sometimes we may see a golden mountain, and this is due to our having experienced golden mountains separately. And so in the dream, under illusion, we combine these separate factors, and in this way, we are able to see golden mountains or stars during the day. And the conclusion is that these are all mental concoctions, although they have actually been experienced in different circumstances. They have simply combined together in a dream. The activities of the living entity in the body of a dog may be experienced within the mind of a different body. Therefore, those activities appear never to have been heard or seen. The mind continues, although the body changes. Even in this lifespan, we can sometimes experience dreams of our childhood. Although such incidents now appear strange, it is to be understood that they have recorded in the mind, and because of this, they become visible in dreams. The transmigration of the soul is caused by the subtle body, which is the storehouse of all kinds of material desires. Unless one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, material desires will come and go. That is the nature of the mind, thinking, feeling, and willing. And as long as the mind is not engaged in meditation upon the lotus feet of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the mind will desire so many material enjoyments. Sensual images are recorded in the mind in chronological order, and they become manifest one after another. Therefore, the living entity has to accept one body after another. The mind plans material enjoyment, and the gross body serves as the instrument to realize such desires and plans. The mind is the platform unto which all desires come and go. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore sings,
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kovya Aikya Arna Kariha Mane Asha.
Narottam Das Thakur advises everyone to stick to the principle of carrying out the orders of one's spiritual master, and one should not desire anything else. If the regulative principles ordered by the spiritual master are followed rigidly, then the mind will gradually be trained to desire nothing but the service of Krishna. Such training is the perfection of life. Recorded December 31, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Mama Nivedana Shuno, Vishayi Durjana, Shada Kamarata, Kijunahi Mora Kuna, Gopina, Gopina, Amara Murasa to me, Komara Charane, Loinu Charana. Shakali Paro, के पापीरा आगो गोपीनाथ 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 तुम्हें कृपा
Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request. For I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess. O Gopinath, you are my only hope, and therefore I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Now I am your eternal servant. O Gopinath, how will you purify me? For I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent, nor is it free from the control of material nature. O Gopinath, this sinner who is weeping and weeping begs for an eternal place at your divine feet. Please give me your mercy. O Gopinath, you are able to do anything, and therefore you have the power to deliver all sinners. Now tell me, who is there that is more of a sinner than myself? O Gopinath, you are the ocean of mercy. Having entered into this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes just for the sake of delivering the fallen conditioned souls. O Gopinath, I am so sinful that although all the demons attained your lotus feet, this Nirantara Das remains in worldly existence.